Refugees by the thousands could be leaving Sudan. An American evangelist says using non-religious words can help you share Christ at Easter. And $11 can help fulfill a dream of a Chinese adoptee. Chickens and the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As many as 700,000 people will be forced to flee Sudan this Easter Sunday, many of them Christians. The Khartoum government's goal is to get all the people with origins from South Sudan out of the country by Sunday. Matt Parker with Kids Alive International says,
the deadline itself, 8th of April, really is unrealistic. It's a logistical nightmare. We're talking about between 500,000 700,000 people.
But many have already fled to South Sudan. Christians in an increasingly Islamic government are afraid.
Church leaders fear persecution if they stay in the north.
Kids Alive Ministry may even be in jeopardy. Their programs to meet kids spiritually and physically have already been reduced. Still,
we plan to be there for as long as we're able to be there. There are a lot of kids that still need help. There are thousands that live on the streets or are in need.
Pray safety for the church and Kids Alive. Next, Forum 18 reports regions of Russia are suggesting new religious restrictions. In Kostroma, they want to ban religious propaganda among minors. The health department of the Kurgan region suggests Baptist leaders intend to use psychology and technology to brainwash citizens to increase members. Well, these suggestions were all withdrawn, but Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
these are sort of disturbing things that seem to be arising in different spots across Russia that are raising concerns, and it really remains to be seen just how this is all going to shake down, but it certainly is a disturbing trend to see.
Ministry continues. While many understand the oppression, Griffiths says times have changed.
You've got an entire generation of young people coming up that they don't have any memory of what life was like under atheistic communism, some of the persecution and oppression. How will they react?
Pray these young people will be bold and stand up for their faith as opposition comes. You're listening to Mission Network News. From thousands of deaths in Syria to a famine in East Africa, it hasn't exactly been a light news year. But evangelist Ron Hutchcraft reminds us that there's still good news. He is risen. He says now's the perfect time to get out of the pew and go tell people about it. Hutchcraft says we all play a part in the Easter story. For instance,
Mary Magdalene represents that person who loves Jesus so much that they're loyal to him when there seems to be no reason to be.
Hutchcraft says each Christian is either a Mary, Peter, Thomas, or Joseph of Arimathea. All of them end up telling the good news at Easter. Hutchcraft Ministries wants to help you do the same.
We want to help you know what your hope story is and how to tell it. We want to help you know how to get started in a natural way and how to explain what Jesus did for you in non-religious words that today's lost person can understand.
Share the good news this Easter. Find links to resources at our website. Meanwhile, the spring equinox brings a new year for the people of Iran. Sat7 Pars recently aired a special live episode celebrating it. The team created programming featuring music, special appearances, and listener call-ins to help celebrate the new year. During the past year, inflation, unemployment, and the blocking of technology have put pressure on the Iranian people. Well, despite that, the Iranian church is growing. Sat7 Pars helps new believers with the Seminary of the Air, which could use your support. And Xiao Yin, who was adopted from China by an American family as a teenager with scoliosis, has started an incredible campaign. She wants to buy 1 million chickens for poor families in Asia through Gospel for Asia. For just $11, you can purchase a rooster and a hen. The eggs and chicks they produce provide an income to the family while opening doors to share the gospel. If you want to help fulfill a dream, we'll connect you at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get the free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.